grew soup, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. This is an eclectic music program, runs until 3 o'clock, and is a selection of things that I hope will make you sort of feel good and groove. It's a stressful time of the year for students. I am one. I'm surrounded by them. And I've assembled a very, very nice, very chill show today. I'm excited to share it with you. So I'm just going to jump right in with three songs that are all kind of fairly new, recently released, and all by Canadian women, starting off at the top with a track called Time on Your Own by Alexandra Maylot off of her album Time. Then I've got Naked Beaches by Hannah Georges and Kismet Kill by Haley Bonar, and so, so much more here on Particles and Waves.
Taking it all in for me. So don't you want
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was Haley Bonar with a song called Kismet Kill off of her very, very recently released album, The Impossible Dream. She released her first album when she was 18 years old, and I ran across some reviews of this most recent one saying, like, she's not even in out of her 30s or into him, and she already has the gravitas of a singer who's kind of seen her best days and knows how to talk about them. And it's that kind of level of songwriting that just I've never even been able to breach, and I have a lot of respect for. Before that, Naked Beaches by Hannah Georges off of her album For Evelyn, and Time on Your Own by Alexandria Milot off of Time. So before early November, before I got swallowed up by schoolwork, before I went away for a little while and then came back to do some really crazy, bonkers charity work with friends, I had announced the start of a semi-regular, long, hopefully long-running series, which I was calling "Which is the new best, or which is the best new pornographer song aside from the obvious one." The New Pornographers, for those who don't know, are a Canadian supergroup made up of, among other people, A.C. Newman, Nico Case, Dan Behar, and many, many more, Catherine Calder. And they have been running, they've been putting out stuff for 16, 17 years, almost 20. They have a really, really rich, wonderful backlog that at six or so albums is just big enough to give a very, very good idea of depth and growth, but not overwhelming. We're going to get to overwhelming in a little bit later in the show. So there are New Pornographers fans. We are divided between the multiple really talented songwriters, but a lot of the wide consensus amongst those of us with hearts and souls and gooey, squishy emotions is that the best New Pornographer song is, of course, The Bleeding Heart Show from Twin Cinema. And which is not really necessarily the most traditional of love songs, but it is in some way all love songs. It's just kind of the boiling down of perfection. So aside from that one, what is the best New Pornographer song? There are a lot of them. Today, I want to focus on one that is personally very, very important and is off of an album of theirs called Challengers, which is a little bit of, it actually kind of started the whole conversation, which eventually led to this little series of mine, was I posted a screenshot of the Challengers album to Twitter and sort of said, oh, it's the time when I kind of go into the thoughtful, contemplative, slightly sad New Pornographers listening phase. This can only mean good things for my mental health. And that, of course, kicked off a bit of a conversation between a couple of friends of mine. But Challengers is a very, very low-key album. It came right after Twin Cinema, which was widely regarded as the New Pornographers kind of taking off. And it has some very, very beautiful smaller moments. And this moment in particular has a lot of resonance because when I was younger, it's a song called Adventures in Solitude. When I was younger, I really identified it. I sort of listed it as one of the 10 songs that defined me because I'm a loner. I am an introvert. I do have adventures in solitude. But I also recently just found out that the song was written about a friend of the band's who was going through depression and trying to help them. And that really also changed the song's meaning for me in a lot of ways. I still do identify with it, but I also, it's also good to remember that solitude has a couple of different meanings. You can place yourself into solitude for good reasons, very clean, very, very emotionally fulfilling reasons, and you can place yourself into solitude sometimes because you really don't know what else to do, and you find that the walls are building up, and you don't know how to knock them down. And in those times, being able to reach out, whether it's over a song, over a text, over however you can, is critically important. And again, knowing that this time of year is really, really tough for a lot of us students. I want to play Adventures in Solitude, which I think is one of the best New Pornographers songs, but is also really, really resonant for all of us who have been struggling. So yeah, please enjoy that. And then after that, I've got a track called Subliminal by Heaven for Real and another one by Jesse Mac Cormack called Never Enough.
Go to a party with me? No, the game's on. Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more, or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon.
December 6th is the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. It represents an opportunity for Canadians to reflect on gendered violence in our society. This Saturday, December 3rd, there will be a memorial at the Native Education College from 10 to 4. Another way to take action against gendered violence is by contributing to discussion on social media, writing articles, and sharing statistics. Wear a white ribbon on December 6th to show support for victims of gender-based violence. And tune in to CITR 101.9 FM for special programming December 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Thank you. always needed some more. He was part of the share. Just wasn't enough, no, never enough, no, never enough, no, never enough, no, never enough, no. And it was not another point that we needed to find, no. It was him that needed to heal mine. Though it was not another point that we needed to find, no. It was him that needed to heal mine. Heal mine.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard a song called Never Enough by Jesse Mac Cormack off of his album After the Glow. Before that, Subliminal by Heaven for Real off of Kill Your Memory and Adventures in Solitude by the New Pornographers off of Challengers. So I mentioned that the New Pornographers have just the right number of albums. I believe it's six. Yeah, they have six albums spanning around 15, 16 years, which is a healthy amount of albums for a new person, a newbie, to get into them. Not overwhelming, but a good slice of life. The Magnetic Fields, on the other hand, are incredibly overwhelming because they have been around for as long as I have. We are both 27 years old. The New Pornographer, or the Magnetic Fields, are an American indie group that really is more just the outgrowths from the brain of the frontman, Stephen Merritt, you get the sense that Merritt writes songs the same way that the rest of us, like, breathe. It's a thing that he just needs to do. And if he doesn't, he will die. It is a reflex for him to chronicle his life in music. And he does it in really, really unique ways. Many of the albums that the Magnetic Fields have put out have sounded wildly different from other ones. They've experimented with synths. They've experimented with ukuleles. They've kind of sounded country-ish. They've sounded very, you know, California surf guitar. It's all over the place. And Merritt also has other side projects. He scored the film Pieces of April, as well as, I just found out, a lot of the music from The Adventures of Pete and Pete, which is interesting because, if I recall correctly, that show was actually, while somewhat dark, pretty upbeat and fun. And Stephen Merritt is, like, the most depressed man in rock. But it doesn't surprise me, because he is a very unique person. He has this insane, amazing talent for writing songs that just don't seem to, like, one of my favorites starts out with what I'm pretty sure is him reading the electrical warning tag that comes on a hairdryer. And it somehow turns into a heart-wrenchingly beautiful, sad breakup song? I don't even know. But anyway, the Magnetic Fields are back. They are releasing a new album in March, this coming March 2017, thereby becoming one of the stack of reasons why 2017 is going to be better than 2016. And the last time they released music was in 2012. So this new album is called 50-song memoir because Merritt turned 50 years old in 2015 and started writing a song for every single year that he'd been alive. And they just released the first five or so of them out into the world. So, of course, I'm going to play one for you because I love the Magnetic Fields. They are incredibly wonderful. They are the only group I can think of who could release a triple album called 69 Love Songs and just knock almost every one of them out of the park for wildly different reasons. And this is in a similar vein. There are going to be 50 songs on this very, very large album. It's going to pack with five LPs, like five vinyl discs. And it's going to be wonderful because Stephen Merritt is a wonderful songwriter. The track I want to play for you is called, every one of them is titled after the year that it represents. So this one is 74 No, and it corresponds to when he was 9 years old. And it gives you a very good look into the mind of 9-year-old Stephen Merritt if he was wondering the sorts of things that he wonders about in this song. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I do and am going to. After that, I've got Snowblink and Mitski, so please stick around for all of that on Particles and Waves.
Is there a man in heaven looking out for you? Is there a place dead loved ones go? Is there a source of wisdom that will see you through? Will there be peace in our time? No. We knew Camus, a faith healer, the Black Christ, he said, laying his hands on high and low. Did he cure colds and cancer and bring back the dead? Did he refuse donations? No. My friend Scott says there's flying saucers hiding inside our hollow moon. And then there's Carl Eckhart carrying communists, 'cause revolution's coming soon. Gabrielle believes in ghosts. Yes, she believes in reincarnation. And David in heavenly hosts. My mother believes that this physical
are already passé.
What to say, what
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary.
Unceded Airwaves airs every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And we meet every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. to plan our upcoming shows.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to
join
hear your story.
Us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B, as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock.
It's raining, 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 raining.
Sun.
That was Your Best American Girl by Mitski off of Puberty 2, an album that is showing up on a lot of best of 2016 lists, so I figure I should probably actually give it a listen. Before that, Snowblink with Turn to Light from Returning Current, and 74 No by the Magnetic Fields off of 50 Song Memoir, which will be coming out in March. I, for the last sort of 15-minute set of this show, every so often you have to go back to songs that you've played on the radio before, but they never get old, they never stop bringing you joy, and this is one of them. The Mountain Goats released a tour-only, very rare EP called Black Pear Tree back in 2008, maybe? And it had this song. I'd really never heard of the Mountain Goats before, but this song kind of changed my life because it's called Thank You, Mario, But Our Princess Is in Another Castle. And before you kind of roll your eyes because, yeah, it's a bit of a played out joke by now, remember that it's the Mountain Goats and they have written the song from the perspective of Toad from the Super Mario Brothers game. And it goes exactly as you would expect such a thing to go. So please enjoy it. It's just so, so great.
I waited here all by myself. The room was dark and it smelled like sulfur. I heard the screams from way down in the darkness. Felt pretty sure my life was over. I kept my hat on just for luck. Sang simple tunes the whole night through. I wondered if I'd wake to find myself in flames as I waited here for you. Yeah, when you came in, I could breathe again. I saw some guys dressed up like sorcerers. Blue robes that float above the ground. They came and went and I was frightened for my life. I tried not to make a sound. Just when my solitude was closing in, I heard a howl like screeching tires. And I told you the one thing I know how to say through the bright ringing drone of 8-bit choirs. Yeah, when you came in, I could breathe again. Thank you.
day kept busy, so I felt okay. God bless the mania.
God bless the mania.
Today I did good work, so I felt alright.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was Kristen Control with What is Love off of Excommunicate. Before that, the Mountain Goats with Thank You, Mario, But Our Princess is in Another Castle off of the Black Pear Tree EP. I am winding down, coming to the end of the show. Radio Freethinker is up next, but in order to end things, if you are in Vancouver, you know this, but if you aren't, Vancouver got snow yesterday, and it's the first time that they've gotten snow, I think, since I moved here. And it kind of made a lot of us chuckle. Those of us who grew up in parts of Canada where it snows a lot kind of had this little weird deja vu, because it doesn't snow very often here on the West Coast. And I don't really like snow. I have fairly severe seasonal affective disorder, so snow is kind of automatically equated with the darkest parts of winter, but I know other people who really love it, and there is a sort of crossover between the things about snow that I do like and the vanishingly small amount of quote-unquote holiday songs that I will ever play or enjoy. And of course, that overlap is the Zolas. So in the spirit of the white stuff that is currently on the ground outside and confusing the heck out of Vancouver drivers, this is the Zolas with Snow off of the Light Organ Records Christmas album. And thank you so much for listening to Particles and Waves. I'll be back next week.
Like the color of your mother's veins, and I know there's not much to say. It could happen any day. Kids are thinking.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.